So I wanted to try doing a little bit of a reflection on the year that was, because I feel like this year kind of highlighted a lot of things that I've been digesting and thinking about that I knew would come just as a result of, you know, doing anything in life. I mean, you do anything long enough, you'll run into these kind of things. But I thought, in the interest of not full disclosure, but like honesty, I suppose I would say, because again, I try to be forthwith about everything I'm doing, you know, my opinions and stuff like that, because it is, what I've chosen to do is a very fucking crazy decision. It is very radical, most people aren't willing to do it, that kind of thing, and I've been kind of weighing out stuff, and my circumstance is a little unusual just because, you know, I've got my friend and his wife and his kid here too, and I was thinking about making this a video, but first of all, my upload sucks, and I can't really do that. And second of all, this is a little too personal. Is it going to have some more personal information in it that I'd be willing to put out? Because I'm going to be talking a little bit about my friend and his wife and his kid. And I don't want to put that in a YouTube video. I don't really care if people here know about it, because I talk about it here a decent amount. But there are things. I've been here for close to 4 years now, I think I've been here. Maybe three. I have a tough time figuring this out, counting in my mind. I feel like I've been here for a fucking eternity, but in a good way. But it's like, this has become such, the way of living that I have now is because it's become such a given. Like, I don't even really think of it as strange anymore. Like, I remember when I came here, you know, everything seemed so crazy and new and different. And that's because it was. But I mean, you get used to anything. You can get used to pretty much anything. That's a crazy thing about the adaptability of the human mind and body. Which I've talked about in some of my earlier videos, but there are things that happened last year that really pushed me to the point of, like, seriously thinking about throwing everything away and starting over, doing something else. Like, I have no idea, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because I hinted at it in the thing that I wrote while I was self-exiled, and just, like, giving myself time to, you know, think and digest stuff, but I think it's in the interest of people that keep up with this thread and are interested in the way that I perceive these things, I figured I'd talk about it. So, this year, actually, so it started out horrible. I talked about that. Half of my goats died last winter, because February, it barely was above 0 degrees Fahrenheit ever, which was fucking insane. That was the worst weather I think I've ever seen. It was absolutely miserable. Probably the worst winter month of my entire life. You know, that kind of brutal cold, I mean, that'll fucking slay you. And, I mean, we really, something that I realized was that we were really lucky the first few winters that we were here. Like, they weren't particularly bad. We got a lot of snow the first winter, I remember that. And the second winter was pretty mild. Was it three or four? I can't remember. But I gauge how successful a year is based on what I got out of it. But, you know, really not materially, but like from wisdom. And even though this year was really difficult and I didn't really succeed as much as I was hoping to, I mean, we built the barn and we did all that stuff, but like a lot of projects got sidelined. I worked too much away from the land. I was fucked up for reasons I'll get into. And I drank too much. I mean, just to be honest, I was drinking too much alcohol, which it's always I'm avoiding saying the word mental health because I fucking hate that word so much. I gauge my perception based on how much alcohol I drink. The amount should be zero. Problem I constantly run into is, you know, really bad shit happens, and I don't have a lot of really, like, I can't cope. I have a tough time coping with tragedy because not that I'm not used to it. I'm just not used to caring about things because of the way that my life has been. So when bad shit happens that I care about, I don't really know what to do with it because I'm used to being apathetic about most things. So a lot of times I just drink and sleep, which is really unhealthy, and I really hate being around people when shit is difficult, which I've been told it's better when you're around people when things are hard, because I don't know. I mean, that's kind of like a mental thing I got to get over, but I don't really know what to do about that. But I'll figure it out eventually. But basically, I spent a good chunk. Like, I know I had it bad, because every time I have cycles of tragedy, I get hooked on liquor, and then I rely on it to sleep, basically. You know, some people use melatonin. I just drink, and then it makes me sleep. And I'm laughing because I laugh at difficult things, because that's another coping mechanism I have. But, like, most of this year I was drinking to go to sleep, and I know when that happens that shit is, like, fucking me up. And a lot of times, I mean, this is really just life in general. It takes you a lot of time to actually figure out. It's hard to diagnose yourself in the moment, but when you remove yourself from the circumstance that you're in, you can kind of look backwards and understand. Like, you have a notion when you're in it what's happening and why, but the problem is, like, you think that you have to keep doing it. You get in this mental state where you're locked in and you feel like there's nothing you can do about it. And this still happens to me. I mean, I live up here probably about as free as I could possibly be, and I still feel that way sometimes. Like, this year is a really good example. And I talked in a video about how I switched jobs earlier this year. Is this thing still running? All right, cool, it's still running. I made a video this year at the beginning that I switched jobs. I quit the Camp Jorn job, and I moved over to working at this newspaper doing the circulation. And at first, it seemed like a good idea to me, because you wake up at 3 in the morning, and you do that for 6 hours, and then you come back, and then you have the whole rest of the day to do what you're doing. Now, the problem is, when you wake up that early, you have to adjust your sleeping schedule. And for the most part, I did. But the problem that I had was, especially midsummer when the sun is out for like 16 hours, I don't like going to bed before the sun goes down. I don't like being awake at night, but I don't like going to bed before the sun goes down, because I feel like I wasted time. And that's, you know, you can think about whatever you want about that, but like, it's a thing. Like, I refuse to go to bed if the sun is up. It's just the way that my mind works here. It's like, the summers here are very short. I don't want to waste any time that I have. And the issue I was having was that because of that, I would get, like, on average, like 3 hours of sleep, maybe less, midsummer when, near the summer solstice, when the days are the longest. And that was really fucking me up. I mean, you don't have as much energy. You're like, you're running on fumes. You try really hard to apply yourself, but you just can't. And you get frustrated. I mean, you get really frustrated with yourself, and it gets aggravating, and it just gets to you after a while. And I think that if there was something I could pin it to that was fucking me up the most, it was probably that. I mean, again, it seemed like a really good idea in principle, but in execution, that really just fucked me up. I mean, I really struggled hard with that. Really brought me down, really affected my perception of my actual, like, work output. I feel I was working all the time, but I felt like I was getting almost nothing done, and it was really getting on my nerves, just because I wasn't able to work as hard because I was constantly tired, and because I was trying to compensate, I would not cook food for myself, or I'd do it very irregularly, so I would just constantly be hungry and tired, and I'd just be pissed off all the time, and I'd, like, got... It's not that I didn't get anything done. Like, again, I built the whole barn and we did a bunch of other shit, but, like, it's just, like, I didn't enjoy it. Like, I doing it pissed me off. Like, I just the lack of perception I had in that aspect, I think, was really, really disappointed. That disappointed myself, the fact that I couldn't see that for what it was, and I allowed myself to feel trapped in that position. Because in reality, I mean, what ended up happening, and the reason I feel that this was the case, was, so Gabe was one of the guys running the printing press, and then there was another guy named Randy, and then they got in a big fight. I'm not going to get into it. Basically, they both walked out, and then they closed the press permanently because it was constantly breaking and failing, and they decided it wasn't tenable because they didn't have anybody there that actually knew how to maintain the press, so it was just really running on borrowed time. So then they cut me down to one day a week, and I had to get a different job, basically, and I got a job over at the at a gas station nearby where I do propane distribution, and I run the feed room, which is where we sell a bunch of, you know, animal feed and stuff like that. So I realized, though, doing that, how much that job was affecting my mind and my perception. There's something about driving, too. I mean, driving, especially in the winter up here, because it's fucking brutal. It's a horrible way to start the day. You know, you wake up at 2:45 in the morning, and you go out, and immediately you just drive for 6 hours. Like, it's a really horrible way to start the day. Because I get pissed off driving, and you're in, like, the worst conditions, especially in the winter, because the plows are just getting out as you go. You know, the blizzards and storms, you got to deal with traffic, and you're driving. Again, you're driving for 6 hours. I mean, it's a lot of driving. And it's just, like, it got to the point in that, like, I enjoyed it at first, but it just got to the point where I was like, fuck, I don't even want to do this. Like, I fucking hate this. I'd rather just be sleeping right now. So, I kept fucking with the schedule. Like, I'd come in at 4 or 5, and I was just, like, really loose with it. And, you know, they didn't really care. But it just felt like I was fucking with me. And then after the issue was forced, you know, I realized it's a very antisocial way to start the day, because you're driving alone in a car and you're getting pissed off at people and you're just trying to, you know, get it done. But you don't want to do it too fast because you need the money, but you don't want to do it too slow because you want to get shit done. It was a horrible thing. And I realized, you know, working two small jobs that cover that in a better way, where it kind of, you have a less rigid schedule, which is what I'm working with right now, and I think this is honestly better than what I had before. It's better than trying to put it all into one job, where you're trying to get at least 30 hours a week out of it, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think I work like 5 or 6 less hours per week right now with both of these jobs, and I feel great all the time. I feel fucking fantastic. And it's just kind of crazy how those things fuck with your perception. And really, if I had to boil it down, the reason my ear sucked was because I did that. I mean, I remember I shot that video at the beginning. I was like, I was really excited, and I was. And it was really cool at first. But I ended up getting my job back at the camp, but the negotiations changed. So I stopped cleaning childcare, which was the reason I had to be there every day. They got somebody else to do that. So I don't have to be there every day, which is perfect because it's so fucking far away, but they pay me so well, it's worth doing it. So now I can go there 2 or 3 days a week, make the money I need to invest in things on the land, and it's not wasting all my time because I don't have to go there every day to clean childcare. And I don't have to be there in the summer, which is like the worst fucking time to be there because that's when the camp is running. You have to, like, it's so menial. You got to clean bathrooms. It sucks. I hate it. So I get to be there in the times where things don't suck. And I get to basically name my schedule, which is fucking awesome. And I get the summer off, which I can work on the land. And I can, you know, I got those two other jobs, which I don't think is going to interfere too much this summer. We're going to have to see. I might end up stop working the paper job, but we'll have to see what happens. It's probably going to fucking peter out anyways. There's no way that company can keep running. But really, it's just like trying to balance this shit out has really been frustrating. I'm really excited to get to a point because I want to build my own cabin this year. Once that's done and we get, like, the orchard in and good, I want to step back and work way fucking less than I do right now because I don't want to have money. Like, it's just annoying. Like, I want to pay off a few debts that I do have, get the land paid off, get my truck paid off. That's really it. And then just have that be it. And then we're basically good to go at that point. I mean, I have no expenses. I don't pay for electricity. I might run a line to my house, but I'm just going to turn it off and I don't want to use it. Well, we'll have to see. Like, it's a lot of we'll have to see kind of stuff. There's still a lot of things I need to throw money at, so I'll probably be stuck doing this for another few years. But I'm just hoping, like, my end goal really is, like, at 30, I want to be at a point where I'm working maybe 20 hours a week, maybe, and then that's really all I need to do, because I'm running a sustainable operation that is, you know, it's workable, and Really, just the biggest thing I've learned, if you try to squeeze every minute out of every day and you don't give yourself a second to appreciate anything, you don't let yourself cook a good meal, you don't do any of that shit, you're gonna turn into a fucking mess. And that's really what happened to me this year. And I'm really disappointed in myself. I got to be honest. Like, I really am pissed that I let myself do that. I know better than that. I've talked about how you shouldn't be like that, yet you do it anyways. Really, it's aggravating. It is aggravating to know that no matter how much, the thing with wisdom is, like, you still have to apply it even after you after you realize it. It's just one of those things. But another thing that was really aggravating, too, is that, once the print shop closed and Gabe lost his job, he was unemployed for 2 months. And this kind of ties in. I said I was going to talk about them for a bit. Now, I love Gabe. Guy's like a brother to me. Great guy. His wife's okay, and I love his kid. And it's like, sorry about that. It's frustrating because Gabe by himself, great guy. Hard worker, doesn't fuck around, awesome. I like him. When he's with his wife, he's a fucking deadbeat, and they encourage each other's worst fucking flaws. They smoke like goddamn chimneys. The second they wake up, they gotta have a goddamn cigarette in their mouth. Constantly fucking high. I don't know how often. I would bet you pretty fucking often, which I think is ridiculous. There's times when I get really fucked up that I get drunk during the day. And, it's very obviously a problem, and, I get called out on it, which, good. But, for some, I don't want to get into my whole thing with marijuana, but it's insane to me that people can just fucking basically be high all the time, and they just don't think it's a fucking problem. Like, come the fuck on. Come on. Get real. It's ridiculous. But my thing, though, with Gabe is, he's tried quitting smoking a number of times since we moved up here. He realizes that it's fucking bad. Really dirty. It ain't good for you. And it's just going to keep getting worse. And he's tried a few times. The problem is, when you're with someone that has the same bad habits as you, you have to work twice as hard to get over it. Because it's not just you. It's your wife. And you both have the same problem. And I do not envy that position. I really do not envy the position of having to run everything by somebody else when you want to improve your life. In a lot of ways, and again, Rhiannon's okay. I mean, she's an okay person. I think she has a lot of potential. I just wish she'd start acting on it. But it's like, I think the worst thing you can do to yourself, and I see this shit all the time, it pisses me off. The worst thing you can do to yourself as a man or a woman is to get in a relationship with someone that emphasizes some of your worst flaws. Like, I think the thing, if I like dated a gal that was a hardcore alcoholic, like, that would probably be the worst possible thing I could do. And it would probably be pretty easy. I mean, where do you meet a hardcore alcoholic? The bar. Where do you want to drink? The bar. It's like, I could really easily do that. But it would fuck my life up and probably kill me at 40. So it's like, you have to really be careful when you, make long-term decisions on relationships and shit, things you don't think about in the moment, especially because, Gabe and his wife have been together since they were fucking like 15 or 14, I forget the exact time they started dating, but like, when you're that age, you have no fucking idea what you want to do, you have no idea where the hell you're going, and, this is why I don't like the idea of dating when you're in fucking high school. I think it's stupid, and I didn't understand it when I was in high school. I was like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? I just didn't get it. But I was also kind of a loser, so that was kind of a but like, you'd have no idea where you're going to go. You have no idea what you're going to want to do. And to, shack up with someone that early, I just think is a horrible idea. And, I do appreciate, I've learned a lot from them as a couple in a positive way, but I've learned it's just as much in a negative way. I think it's really, it means a lot that they've managed to get it together enough try and raise this kid in a good way, but really, a lot of their worst flaws are really coming to bear as a result of that. I mean, their house is a goddamn sty, which, how do you think I feel about that? I built that thing, I paid for it, and every time I go in there, I just get pissed off. It's like, so this is what you did with what I fucking, my blood, sweat, and fucking tears. This is what you did with it, huh? awesome. You know, I put off fucking building myself a house so you could have one. You treat it like shit. Like, it pisses me off. And it's like, it's just aggravating. I mean, you really have to, some of the, one of the things that annoys me the most on the internet when I see it is, you know, people saying, oh, what kind of words do they use? Like, people want a fucking loser-ass girlfriend, like a fucking pathetic retard girlfriend. Not pathetic retard, but, like, just a fucking, like, they want a loser. They want to date a loser. It's, like, fucking, like, the antithesis to that is, like, this weird-ass mommy girlfriend shit, where it's, like, you want someone to fucking tell you what to do, and it's, like, it's two sides of the same coin. You want someone that encourages your horrible behavior, or you want someone that's going to fucking encourage you to be better, which honestly, well, that's not even true. You know, these fucking mommy GF people, I think, I don't even know if they necessarily want someone to encourage them to do better. I think they just want to indulge in their vices. So maybe it's kind of two sides of the same coin. I'm not sure. I'm not going to get Freudian here. But, like, when I see that shit, like, it's like with Welcome to the NHK, you know, all these people that fucking, you know, read it or watched it. And they don't realize that the whole point of Misaki in that fucking thing is that, like, that is the worst person you could possibly be with if you're in the position that the main guy is in. Like, and then they want that. It's like, you missed the whole fucking point! You missed the whole point! It's like, god damn it, man. It's like, it shit pisses me off so much. Anyways, and I think it really the reason it pisses me off is I see it. I have to deal with it in my life. Indirectly, and it's just like, you think you want this, but dude, you really don't. You really fucking don't. You really do not. You know, fucking get your head together, get your shit together, then think about it some more. And, you know, maybe make the decision then. Don't make that kind of decision when you're a fucking idiot loser with nothing. Anyways, he was unemployed for 2 months because once he got laid off from the place, I told him, and I straight up. Maybe this was wrong of me, but, you know, I felt, you know, the guy, again, the guy's like a brother to me, and he doesn't get a lot of time off. You know, his fucking wife, I don't want to say useless, but she does not pull her own weight, and he's got to fucking compensate for that. And I don't even mean that, like, she's got to be working. I'm saying, like, their house is a mess, and she's there all day. Like, there's no excuse for that. And, fucking, he's got to basically pull double time here. And, you know, it's easy to fall behind. You know, when you got two other people and a bunch of other fucking animals making a bunch of messes, you don't want to clean up after that shit after you work full time. I get it. I totally get it. I've been in that position before. But, like, I told him, you know, man, take the month off. I'll pay for you this month. It's totally fine. You know, I want you to appreciate being on the land. You know, really just take it. Just give yourself a minute, man. Take a minute to breathe. And I had no problem with that. I was making a lot of money then. We had most of the stuff finished. And it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. Of course, that was when we got the, you know, the zoning department bothering me again, which, of course. So that was really just bad timing on that part. And then I think a vehicle broke down, which, of course. So that happened too. So, yeah, all that shit. But, that's piddly shit. That's another thing, too. Me and Gabe get along well because we're not materialistic people. I don't care about money. I don't care about possessions. I want to have something that means something. And a lot of that comes from what you actually make yourself. So I'm not interested in buying fancy bullshit. I don't care about if I don't need to spend money, I don't need to have money. Like, I want to be in a position where I don't have to have money. That's, like, the ultimate goal. Doing all this. I hate money and I don't want to touch it. And I want to get to a point where I just don't have to touch it. Or, like, minimally touch it. And that would be great. And I think we're getting close. It's going to take another few years, but, you know, I think we're pretty close, relatively speaking. Especially considering how I used to live. But, like, something that really annoyed me. Well, first of all, I was working fucking constantly, so I was trying to make sure we were doing that. And a bunch of shit came up. So that was really getting on my nerves. His wife was just making everything fucking miserable because she was bitching about not having money. And it's because they couldn't fucking buy weed, they couldn't fucking buy cigarettes, and they couldn't buy their fucking poison pop. all that fucking shit. It's like, can you just take it easy? Like, can you maybe, take a step back, just appreciate having your goddamn husband there. And I mean, they did. I mean, again, I'm nitpicking here, but like the fact that it was often enough that I noticed it was really aggravating. It's just like, I would hate to be in that position. I would hate to be in a position where, like, it feels like no matter what I try to do, I'm constantly stuck in the same cycle of vices. And I got a fucking gal where, like, this really is just a problem with people in general. Women, not women especially, it's really just a people thing. People value money way too fucking much. When people get in their dumb fucking vices, they get in their goddamn stupid-ass spending habits. Think they need money, and then they just don't. Stop spending it. You don't need to spend money every day. You don't. You don't need to spend money every week. Like, fucking, people need to get out of this goddamn mindset where they feel like they gotta fucking buy something in the day or they waste the goddamn day. A lot of people don't even feel that way, like, consciously. It's, like, subconscious. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyways, I think I'm gonna say this and I'll be done. I don't know how long I'm fucking rambling. This is already probably too long. But, it stretched into 2 months, and I was really just getting, fucking really pissed off, because, like, I had to deal with all this shit, and I was supporting these guys, and, when I got fired from, not fired, but when my hours got reduced from the paper after the presses closed, I walked into the Cenex the same day and got a job. It's not that hard. It really is not that hard. And that was really the thing that pissed me off. It's like he didn't really even try. That really aggravated me. It's like, dude, up here especially, you're so desperate for work. You can get a goddamn job, like, anywhere, anytime, in, like, 10 seconds. And the fact that it took 2 months, a little over 2 months, really just got under my skin. And I was trying to deal with all this bullshit. I never had any money. I was trying to finish things up. And it was just aggravating. It frustrates me. He didn't really even get much done on the land in that time either, which is, like, his house was still a goddamn mess. Things were still left undone on the land, and it's like, dude, you had a whole 2 months to, like, make things better, and you didn't fucking do, it's not that you didn't do anything, it's just like, you had 2 months where you don't have to do anything other than stuff on the land. You couldn't have worked harder than that, and it's frustrating, and again, it's because his wife is a lazy bum. I mean, I hate to say that, but she is. And, when you're around that, that's what you are. And he's better than that. And the reason I put up and I go out on my way for them is because I know they could be better. They just have to try. And, I'm really removing my hand monetarily because they need to figure this shit out. I mean, their son is three. He just turned three. And they got to get this shit together. Frustrates me that these people that don't act, they don't take their responsibilities as adults seriously, have a child, and, it's getting to a point where, like, this child is starting to realize what condition he's in. He can understand, that everything's a goddamn sty, and soon, like, it's going to start being a serious problem, and they have to start taking this seriously. And it's just like, I feel like in a lot of ways I messed up building them a house. I shouldn't have done that. I should have had them live in town until they did something over here. Because it's like a pearls before swine thing. And I hate to say that because it sounds mean. But, like, it really is like that. It's like you can't build someone. And that was during the lumber market being insane, too. So I spent a lot of money on that goddamn house. You can't do nice things for people that aren't going to be good custodians of your gifts. You can't give gifts to people that don't understand how to appreciate them. You have to gauge that behavior. And again, I have faith that these two can figure it out and work it out and do something. I have no idea what. Maybe they'll buy a different place. Maybe they'll make that work. I hope they do. I put a lot of effort into that. It'd be kind of dumb for it just to be unused. They really, like, they've got a lot better of a position than they think, and it's all a mindset thing. It's, a lot of times, you're more poor in the mind than you are in reality. I mean, mean, they make fucking way much, they make a lot more money than me in general, especially right now. Like, I make almost no money right now. And most of it gets wasted on vices. And it's just like, your poverty is entirely self-constructed. You have put yourself in a prison of these fucking idiotic vices that are killing you and making you ineffective. I mean, smoking weed is probably the dumbest fucking thing you can do if you actually want to get work done. I mean, it's just, it's not, I wouldn't get drunk if I wanted to go and fucking lay 300 yards of fencing. Like, it'd be stupid. You don't do that. It's just, it's aggravating. You know, these things are really starting to come to bear since we've been here this long, and I'm just starting to realize all this shit. And we're going to have to see what happens. I mean, the thing is, it's self-still. I am no longer really willing to throw money at them anymore. Like, if they're fucked, like, they got to figure it out. Because, you know, I can't keep being in the position where I throw money at this shit. It's unsustainable. There is no excuse for them not to have money. There's none. I mean, they always, this is the thing that aggravates me, too. They always blame having a kid for why they don't have any money. And it's like, no. The reason you don't have any money, because you didn't before either, is because you wasted all on fucking weed, wasted on fucking cigarettes, you're not good with cooking, you fucking eat out all the goddamn time. Like, it's like, dude. At some point, you gotta live what you believe. And this is the thing that gets me with Gabe. He understands these things. He understands what he ought to do. He understands honor and shit like this, and he just doesn't execute on it. And it's so fucking aggravating. It's so aggravating. I feel bad. I really do. And I hope they can turn it around. I hope they can figure it out. But I think one of the best things I ever unintentionally did was I didn't cling to anybody. Like, I dated a good few people back in the day, but I never stuck around, especially once I came up here. I was by myself. Because I knew I was going to do something, like, not extreme, but, like, very few people are willing to even... I think my living... I'm in my cabin right now. It's all nice and clean. It's really comfy, and I like it. But, like, most people aren't even willing to do that. And it's, like, I'm not willing to compromise. Like, I'm very obvious with people about how I'm living and my intentions and shit like that. And it's a really obvious gauge, and I'm really glad I don't have to worry about being dragged down by someone that I care about, but can't get over their idiotic vices. And it's one of those things that I feel bad. But I'm optimistic for this coming year. Really, it's going to be a pivotal year, because I'm going to be spending all my time and money working on things for myself, because I've delayed my own gratification for the last 3 years to do things that we absolutely needed to do. And I'm going to be spending this year working on myself and on stuff for myself. And depending on what happens, this could either make or break them living here. Really depends. We're going to have to see. I hope things work out. I hope things are cool. But I'm just not willing to. I'm not willing to go out of my way as much as I was before. You know, you give people the benefit of the doubt. You try to give them a chance. And eventually you got to start seeing some progress, or it's just a waste of time. And I feel like that's where we're at. So I'll post and talk about the cabin in a bit. We'll see. I have an idea in my head about what I want to do. I think it's going to be fucking cool. I'll probably post drawings of the blueprints of what I have in mind. And I think you'll be pretty, I think you'll think it's cool, hopefully. Maybe think I'm stupid. I have no idea. That's entirely on you. 34 minutes. I thought it stopped. It didn't. All right, enjoy this 34-minute recording. I'm not sorry. I doubt anyone's going to listen to this whole thing. But if you do, you're cute and I like you. Have a good day.